Matt Greenwood back on KJF Sports Talk, and we're speaking to DeSoto girls basketball coach Sam Rawls. The DeSoto Lady Dragons are off to an 8-4 start this year, and led by five seniors, Kendall Boyer, Caitlin McGinnity, Emily Smith, Kaylee Hartman, and Rose Thomas. And Coach, what a big turnaround for you guys. Last year, I know, wasn't an ideal year. You had 8 wins all of last year and picked up your 8th win back in early February. But already, we're just starting 2019, just starting January, and already you've matched your win total from last year. Let's start there and just sort of the difference that you feel has been, or what has been the difference, you know, from last year's team to the start for this year's team.
I think a lot of it has to do with the maturity of our Kendall and McGinnity, especially. Kendall Boyer's been starting since she's a sophomore, but you know, I think her maturity coming in as a senior and understanding the fact that this is her very last season, you know, I think that has gone a long way. You know, there's a lot of people that lean on her. And I think it hurt us when, you know, Madeline Bone graduated, you know, as a starting point guard for 2 years. Everybody leaned on her, and then they leaned on Sarah Peoples to bring the ball up the floor. Without those two around, we've had a lot more contribution from everybody. So I think more people are getting involved, more people are feeling comfortable in their specific roles, and I think we're actually gelling as a team.
Well, let's get to Kendall Boyer, because you look at the stats and she is just putting up numbers that are like fantasy numbers. 19 points a game for you, Coach Rawls, 14.4 rebounds per game. I mean, 19-14 is an outstanding performance stat-wise up to this point in the season through 12 games for you guys. Talk about Kendall Boyer. Why is she able to put up these kind of numbers so far this year?
Well, I think she's letting the game come to her. You know, in the past, I think she tried to force some stuff, you know, as far as inside-outside game. But I think more and more she's allowing the game to come to her. You know, the other night against St. Pius, she had 34 points. And a lot of it, you know, second quarter was a lot of free throws. You know, I think she understood the fact if she's going to get to a free throw line, you know, like you get St. Pius 15 times, there's a lot of teams that are going to foul her. But at the same time, she has worked on her shot to where she's able to step out on that three-point line and be a little more effective out there, which forces them to make a decision. Do they guard her outside, or, you know, are they going to let her shoot the wide-open shot, or, you know, how are they going to play her specifically? But I also think that, you know, the team around her, Caitlin McGinnity, I know she's almost double digits is a game. The other night, you know, she had 20 points in a game. There's other players that are also putting up numbers that are forcing them to honor her, you know, and that's kind of leaving Kendall as more of a one-on-one at times. And as I said, she's matured over the course of 3 years. And when you leave her one-on-one, she's very hard to stop.
So other than Kendall, and as you mentioned, Caitlin, I noticed, you know, 4 of your 5 seniors are at the top in terms of points a game. And Emily Smith and Kaylee, they're a little bit further behind than Boyer and McGinnity, are averaging around 4 points a game. But as you mentioned, Coach, the difference between this year and last year is just contributions from more players stepping up, knowing that they kind of need to. Is that something that you had to address with them before the season, or did these girls come in and say, Coach Rawls, we're ready to be what you need us to be?
Well, I mean, I think in the past it's always, you know, I've always tried to preach that, you know, there's no dumb shot. I mean, obviously there are some dumber shots, but, you know, if you're open, you got to shoot. Otherwise, they're never going to guard you, you know. And I think over the years we've had some people that have been scared to shoot, you know, for McGinnity and Smith and Hartman and all of them. I think they've kind of held back a little bit, you know, last year and the previous years. And I think this year, not having Madeline or not having Sarah Peoples, not having those two to kind of rely on, I think they finally looked in the mirror and realized that in order for us to be successful, they're going to have to help out. There's no way Kendall's going to put up 40 to 50 points a night. You know, there's going to be nights she has a great game. There's going to be nights where she's off. And in order for us to win on those nights, they're going to have to contribute. And I think deep down, they realized that. And then I think they took it upon themselves to shine when it's their opportunity.
All right, very cool. I was looking at the district standings and just looking at who's in your district, Coach, and you got Park Hill Central, who we all know is really, really strong this year, won the Central Christmas Tournament. North County, that year in and year out, they put together, you know, a good team. Kaylee Wint was a big bright spot for them last year. St. Genevieve is also a very tough team. They were a sixth seed in the Central Christmas Tournament and actually got past Festus. Farmington always, you know, proves to be tough. And then you got Potosi, who right now, if you look at the district standings, is behind you guys, and you've actually played Potosi this year and beat them by 2 points. And, you know, you've also played St. Pius, which is a non-district opponent. But you've got Perryville tonight, which I know is not a district game. But then you got North County, which is, as you look at the back half of this schedule, the second half of this schedule, what are some games that you're sort of looking forward to, you know, being like, hey, we're going to circle this one, and this is going to be the one that kind of gives us an idea as to where we currently are against some of the better teams?
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, we're going to Perryville tonight. It's not a district opponent, but it's the opening game of our conference schedule, you know. And when you play at Perryville, it's always a chore to go anywhere on the road, especially when you go down south, especially in our bus rides. You know, we've circled tonight. 2 years ago when we went there, it was a bloodbath, but we won it, and we're hoping to start the conference off 1-0. So that's one on our schedule we've got. Monday against North County is the other one that we have. I know they're back-to-back, which is sometimes not good, but we're hoping that the momentum from tonight carries us into Monday. You know, I know North County brings Winch, and they've got a couple guards out there, but we're hoping that our maturity and our focus this year will prove a different outcome than it's been in the past. Outside of that, we turn our focus to Festus. You know, I've said it from the get-go. Until you can beat the defending conference champs, that's who your eye is on. So, you know, once we get past tonight, we pull out a win at Perryville, we'll turn our focus to North County. And then I'm not trying to slack off any of the other opponents on our schedule and try to ignore them, but you know, we're going to do a lot to get ready for districts, and our goal this year is to win conference. You know, we've been very, very close several times with beating Festus, and you know, to be honest, we're tired of giving them the championship.
Yeah, I could see why you get tired of that, for sure. All right, Coach Rawls, as again, you know, you get ready for the second half of your schedule, you know, tonight at Perryville. You look at the numbers, and obviously we talked about Kendall Boyer being up there with you know, how many points she's scoring a game, around 19, and then rebounding about 14. And looking at the overall numbers, it seems like you do have a lot of players that are contributing to all different facets of the game. As you go ahead and approach this second half of your schedule, what are some little things, or maybe there may be potential big things, that you really want the girls to focus on more, get better at, and hopefully, you know, are you know, performing well in those areas by the time districts do come around?
Our two biggest flaws throughout the opening part of the season, which we have to correct going forward, is our hustle at times. You know, we're 8-4, and we've been in 10 of the 12 games. We've been blown out in Farmington, and we got blown out in Pacific. And it's not that Farmington and Pacific were 30 to 40 points better than us. They just beat us up and down the floor. So our effort at times has to pick up. You know, there's no reason that we can't compete with anybody left on our schedule. And our turnovers have to decrease. You know, we're trying to play more of an up-tempo style game where we're pushing the ball a little bit more. But, you know, and without – you know, the seniors that graduated, without Madeline bringing the ball, I've got a couple inexperienced varsity players bringing the ball to the floor, and Kristen Keith and Kaylee Hartman. And, you know, they make some decisions sometimes that, you know, we're living with, and we're hoping to correct that. If we can correct our effort and make it a four-quarter effort, full tilt, and we can correct our turnovers, we're going to be very, very hard to beat, even by, you know, some of the powerhouses in their district.
All right, well, very cool. Well, Coach Rawls, certainly appreciate you taking out some time during your winter break to speak with us, and we'll certainly keep an eye on DeSoto Dragon girls basketball the second half of this season.
Thank you, sir. I do want to point out that I know we're talking a lot about Kendall, but she is 230 points away from 1,000, and she's 173 rebounds away from 1,000. So that is something that, you know, we're keeping track of, and as a head coach of, this is my fourth year, it's, you know, and she's been playing for me every single year. This is something that, you know, us as a coaching staff and us as a program is very, very proud about. You know, if she doesn't get it, so be it. But, you know, we're hoping she does. But we just want to make everybody aware that, you know, she's very, very close to 1,000 in both categories.
All right, very well. And it looks like you've got about, what, 10 games? Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, and then whatever happens in district. So,
yeah, well, we have 14 left. We don't have – we play a tournament in Illinois. I don't have the full schedule in, but so
okay,
there's three
gotcha.
Games there instead of – so Greenville plus two more. So we have about 14 games left. So, you know, the points should come. We're probably guessing right around Jefferson, R7 game. The rebounds, she might not ever get to, but, you know, I just, for somebody of, you know, of her caliber and somebody to put a thousand up on the, in a career is very, very special. And, you know, we're just, we're trying to make it as public as possible and, you know, get her as much recognition as we can when that time comes.
All right. Well, we certainly do wish for the best, and I find it kind of funny that you say she's 230 points away from 1,000, and then she's 173 rebounds away from 1,000. That's exactly what she's put up so far this year, which is quite odd that it kind of worked out that way.
Yeah. So I mean, we're looking at, you know, it's she's been battling. This is so far her best year, you know. But I also think she's been relied on more this year than she has in the past. So. You know, she's eating everything up, and, you know, we're hoping that the momentum with her, the momentum with everybody else just continues, and, you know, we have a good rest of the season.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Rawls, we certainly appreciate you bringing that to our attention and to our listeners' attention as well, and again, we look forward to seeing how DeSoto does in the second half of the season.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the coverage.
All right, that is Sam Rawls, head coach of the DeSoto Lady Dragons, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk.